I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we answer a sports question.
A listener from Ivory Coast, Marius Malege, would like to learn more about the language of basketball. This is a good week to answer that question. It's the start of what Americans call March Madness. Top college basketball teams compete for the national championship.
Like any sport, basketball has its own lingo. Some phrases have entered popular speech. One of them is the term slam dunk. In basketball, a slam dunk is when a player jumps up really high and essentially shoves the ball right down through the hoop instead of throwing it from the court and hoping it goes in. In popular use, a slam dunk is a sure thing or an expectation of something that is seen as guaranteed.
Another term is full court press. We found this definition on an NBA National Basketball Association webpage. When the defensive team defends the offensive team in the backcourt, full court presses often have the defensive team double-teaming the ball in an attempt to force a turnover.
Just picture an aggressive effort by one group of people to succeed against another, and you can see why full court press also makes a good metaphor. It can be used, for instance, to describe an intensive legislative lobbying effort or an aggressive strategy in business or law.
Another term that's crossed over from basketball, especially pickup basketball, is my bad. My bad is what a player might say after making a mistake like a bad pass to a teammate or throwing the ball out of bounds. Another sports term from basketball as well as other sports. Out of bounds refers to any behavior that violates accepted rules. Pickup basketball is a name for a casual or maybe not so casual game played by whoever wants to shoot some hoops.
As for March Madness, it starts out with more than 5 dozen teams. If you hear the term brackets, that refers to the schematic diagram of the National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I tournament. The games are listed in a series of brackets for each round. The term Final Four refers to the 4 teams that emerge as regional champions. They will play in the national semifinals in Atlanta on March 31st. The 2 winners will then play for the national championship on April 2nd.
Fans of women's college hoops have their own set of brackets to follow. The first round of the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship is set for this Saturday and Sunday. The women's Final Four will play in Cleveland on April 1st, followed by the national championship game 2 days later. So with all these games to be played in the coming days, you can see why people call it March Madness.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi, and we leave you with a song by Chris Rock and the late great singer Barry White called Basketball Jones.
I'm a basketball Jones.
In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole world.
Then one day his mama brought him a basketball.
And I love that basketball. I took that basketball everywhere I went. You know what? That basketball was like a basketball to me. Come on, you cheerleader. Basketball Jones. I take my basketball everywhere. I even put my basketball under the pillow.
Maybe that's why.